Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Hey, the only time we do this show and the sun is still shining, it's the spring and summer. Not in the middle of winter, but because we have some great high school hoop action at PPG Paints Arena coming up shortly, we're going to do it at 4 o'clock as of right now until 5. And I'm actually going to be hosting, and my co-host joins us now, of course, the man that's been behind this brand for over 3 decades, the great Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer. And we have a lot to get to. We're going to talk about, over the last 30-plus years, some of the incredible things that have happened in the world of medicine that AHN, the Allegheny Health Network, and Highmark have been a big part of. And we're also going to give you a chance to call in and ask anything to the doctor in way of general medicine. So his expertise for years, orthopedics. So if you got some hip issues or other joints that are aching a little bit and you are wondering what you do next, you need to give us a call. So general medicine, and also with the focus on orthopedics, number to dial is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer is here today taking your calls until 5. And remember, if you want to make an appointment with any of the physician guests that could maybe help you throughout the calendar year, or maybe you're looking for a specific doctor or even a PCP, dial 412-DOCTORS. And for everything that's the Allegheny Health Network, go to AHN.org. So, Doc, I've come up with a couple of things that have really taken place over the last 30 years in the way of medicine, and I'm sure we have talked about it many times with various hosts throughout the years, and I thought I would take a little bit of time to give you an opportunity to talk about some of them. And one of the biggest things that we've been talking about in recent years is robotic surgery. So let's talk about what that has done for medicine, and let me say good afternoon and happy holidays.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, and robotic surgery has been a tremendous technology improvement as far as medicine, especially surgery, over this last several decades. Robotic surgery is an assistant to the surgeon doing the surgery. The robot does not do the surgery. Just think of the robot as an extension of the surgeon's hands. Mm-hmm. And the surgeon sits at a monitor, and he has these devices in his hands that can make the robot do what he or she wants that robot to do. If the instrument, let's say, is a scalpel, the scalpel is fitted into the hand of the robot, and the monitor shows exactly what is going on with that scalpel. And if the operator, the surgeon, moves his hands in a certain way, the robotic's arm and hands move that certain way. And one of the tremendous advantages of robotic surgery is that the view that the surgeon sees can be expanded, magnified, so that on the monitor, the surgeon is looking at these tiny, tiny little vessels or tiny areas in the body are magnified maybe 10 times, 15 times, so that it's much, much larger. And the illumination, the light source that is used at the end of these instruments, shows up tremendously well as far as the acuity of the visual field. The colors are brighter, everything is bigger, and it is just an amazing sight to see. Now, when the surgeon moves that scalpel or another instrument that the robot is fixed with, it moves just as much as the surgeon's hand. It doesn't go any further than that. It doesn't go any less than that. And the surgeon is very, very gently moving whatever is at the end of that instrument and can see it full time with magnification and wonderful illumination. And there is no tremor. Sometimes a surgeon will have a tremor, maybe a little too much caffeine and coffee or something like that, and their hand can shake a little bit. Well, there is no shaking with the robot, and this improves the procedure tremendously, with whatever it's being done with, cardiovascular surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, urologic surgery, gynae surgery, what have you. A tremendous help and assistant for the surgeon.
All right. Let's remind everyone, Dr. Pfeiffer hosting the show. I'm kind of the lead here, kind of going in and out of questions and commercial breaks. But we want to give you an opportunity to ask anything in the way of medicine. You can call us at 866-391-1020, but especially orthopedics, his specialty for over four decades. So we want to hear from you. And we already have some calls in the queue. So let's talk to Kathy in McKees Rocks. Kathy, what's your question for Dr. Pfeiffer on Medical Frontiers at KDK? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I've had one friend pass away after surgery. They both of my friends have had cancer surgeries, and they were very extensive cancer removals of tumors. My one friend had surgery on December 7th, and my general question is, there's doctors for every doggone thing under the sun. Do they have teams of doctors who work on post-op, like procedures or protocol?
Jerry, you want to go? Take that?
Surgery, all of medicine is a team effort. Surgeons certainly need backup. They need surgical technicians who help. They need nurses in the operating room who help take care of the patient, anesthesia people, etc. So there's a whole team involved with any of these surgical procedures, whether a robot is used or not. And there's also a team to help postoperatively if there is rehabilitation necessary, if people have to recover from that surgical procedure and perhaps they need help walking, sometimes they need help using their hands and so on, depending on what the surgery is. And so there's a whole team of physical therapy, occupational therapists, speech therapists, nurses, et cetera, to help take care of the patient postoperatively, whether that is done in the hospital or in an outpatient setting or even at home.
Well, my friend is still in the hospital, which was to be expected, and they just seem to be having difficulty with feeding tubes and like a lot of gastro things for her. So you're telling me that there probably is a team of doctors who specialize. I'm not talking about the surgeons. I'm talking about people who can help with people getting nourishment.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything,
yes,
right, Doc?
Everything. Yeah, absolutely. With nourishment, dietitians, and physiatrists who help with rehabilitation, et cetera, et cetera. So those physicians are all on the team and ready to help in any way they possibly can.
All right, so Kathy, let me just tell you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
tell you what you need to do, and I don't know where the hospital is, nor is that important at this point. It's important that your friend gets the care that they need. Simply ask the nurse, ask the people that are working around her, and simply say, this is what you're looking for, and I'm guaranteeing you they will get it done. And if it is at the Allegheny Health Network, I can Allegheny Health Network in conjunction with Highmark, I'll guarantee you they'll get it done. And if you want to do a little research before you go visit your friend or follow up, go to ahn.org, okay? We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We've got Joe waiting in the wings to talk to Gerald Pfeiffer. The doctor is hosting today. I'm kind of co-hosting and kind of managing the controls. It's the holiday season, so we're a little early today. Normally, we're at 7 o'clock on Monday nights, but because of high school basketball, that holiday hoops tournament down there at PPG Paints Arena, we're with you today until 5 o'clock. And if you have a general medicine question, give us a call. Obviously, with his expertise in orthopedics, we can definitely take those as well. But anything on your mind in the way of medicine, 866-391-1020. And also, as we celebrate over three decades of doing the show, we're going to be talking about some of the things that have happened in medicine over those three decades in which the Allegheny Health Network and Highmark have been doing and helping people in this region over the last 30 years. So it's Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack, today with Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer. We're a little early on this Monday. It's Medical Frontiers in conjunction with the Allegheny Health Network and Highmark, a healthcare company. We'll be right back. All right, back on a Monday afternoon edition of Medical Frontiers because of holiday hoops action that will be continuing at PPG Paints Arena when we are done very soon. We're here until 5. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer, along with your Pratt Pack, Rob Pratt. Again, general medicine, the topic of conversation, but obviously because of his expertise for many decades, orthopedics. Number to dial is 866-391-1020. And as we celebrate 30-some years of Medical Frontiers, talking about some of the modern marvels when it comes to modern medicine that they have been performing at AHN, along with, of course, Highmark, a healthcare company. We'll get back to that. We've already talked about robotic surgery, but let's get right back to these phones and say hi to Joe, who's got a question from the car today on this Monday for Dr. Pfeiffer. Hey, Joe, welcome to KDK and Medical Frontiers.
Brad, happy holidays to you and Dr. Pfeiffer there. Good to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, quick question, Dr. Pfeiffer. Actually, two-part question, if you don't mind. I don't want to take up too much of your time. About 2 years ago, I fell and had a fracture in my radial head on my elbow. I landed on my elbow, and they said I have something called bone spurs. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it pains me when it's cold out, and you know, sometimes it clicks. So, what would you suggest that I do? And they told me to hang back. Because I'm not that old, I'm 64, but, you know, would you recommend getting the spurs removed, or, you know what I mean?
Well, thank you for the call, Joe. Sorry that you had to have that fracture a couple of years ago. The radial head is on the side of the forearm where the thumb is, and it also it articulates or has a joint on the upper bone called the humerus, and this is on the outside of the elbow. If you have your hand palm up facing the ceiling, it's on the outside of your elbow, and that when the radial head is fractured, when the radial head is fractured, sometimes extra bone tends to occur with the healing process, and the bone spurs are actually extra bone that shouldn't be there, and sometimes that extra bone interferes with the way that radial head is moving with the upper bone, the humerus bone, and it can be a cause of pain and discomfort, especially with weather changes and with using that elbow and so on. Today, those bone spurs can almost always be removed with a minimally invasive procedure called arthroscopy, where a small instrument is put in through a small incision, and you can actually use a burr to get rid of those bone spurs, where you don't have to have a big incision. Now, it depends, having not seen x-rays and so on, about your particular problem. hopefully that could be done minimally invasively, where you go in with a small incision and an instrument to remove those bone spurs. And it's an outpatient procedure, and it should help tremendously. And if your surgeon, just mention that to your surgeon that did the original fracture of your radial head, and ask if that is a possibility to have that done as an outpatient.
All right, Joe, we appreciate the call. And again, if you need anything else, simply dial 412-DOCTORS, 412-DOCTORS. And, you know, I was thinking the next topic I want to bring up that's become very popular in medicine over the last 30 years, we're kind of doing a version of it today, Doc. Let's talk about telemedicine and why it's really raising the bar, devices and remote monitoring, which allows continuous health tracking and virtual consultation, improving access and early intervention. So telemedicine, talk about that, Doc.
Well, telemedicine has been around for decades to one extent or another, but we really, really used it a lot during the pandemic with COVID-19. We found that patients don't have to necessarily go to the hospital or to a doctor's office to be able to exchange important information. And with telemedicine now, where you can actually have a video hookup so that you're talking to the doctor or the nurse practitioner or the physician assistant face-to-face. And what is amazing about that is that along with that visual dialogue going back and forth is that there are wearable and other devices that can give the physician a lot of information. For instance, smartwatches now can be programmed to take your blood pressure, programmed to take your pulse rate, programmed to find out, they can do an EKG, electrocardiogram, to find out if you have an arrhythmia, if your heart is beating properly or not. So, and you don't have to go to the hospital or a doctor's office to do that. So telemedicine has really is a very, very important tool of its own with the practice of medicine. You don't have to get in your car or find transportation to go to see your doctor. And there's so much that can be done by phone and by video.
All right, great stuff, Doc. We've got two more segments to go. We've had some nice calls. We'd like to keep that going up until 5 o'clock. So if you have a general medicine question you'd like Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer, who's been hosting this show for over three decades, call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But for those who have been following him like I have for years, and many have actually had procedures done by him, hey, his specialty for decades, orthopedic. So if you've got some orthopedic questions you would like answered, simply give us a call, 866-391-1020. And I always remind you, for everything that you need with the good folks at the Allegheny Health Network, go to ahn.org. And of course, to make an appointment with a physician guest, or if you're seeking a particular physician or specialist and you need some information and you want to set up an appointment, you can always call that number as well, 412-DOCTORS. Focusing on some of the big things in medicine over the last 30 years, as long as this show has been on the air. Time permitting, coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be talking about stem cells and bioprinting, also advanced imaging, you know, like MRIs and CT scans, and what AI is doing for the world of medicine. So all of that still to come on a special afternoon edition because of Holiday Hoops basketball for this Monday. It's Medical Frontiers on KDKA. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
You know, for over 30 plus years, Doc has hosted just about every type of medicine as far as topic is concerned, and he is well educated on everything. So today, in the midst of the holiday, and we're a little early because the holiday hoops action at the PPG Paints Arena, we'll continue that coverage after our broadcast. Of course, the Allegheny Health Network and Highmark are a huge part of our high school sports here at Odyssey KDK, and we're so grateful for that. So it's all a part of that holiday mix. So if you have any thoughts about medicine, you need a question answered, Doc is hosting this early edition of Medical Frontiers. I'm kind of running the ship until 5 o'clock. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And obviously, because of orthopedics, his specialty for over 40 years, if you have an orthopedics question, we'd love to hear from you. And for everything that's the Allegheny Health Network, go to AHN. And we have a lot of calls, so let's get to Heath. He's calling today from Butler and has got a question for Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer. Go ahead, Heath. Welcome to KDKA.
Thank you. My question is, I was recently, well, it's been a couple of years now, diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And my father was diagnosed with neuropathy, and he is in contact with somebody to fix his neuropathy, but they're saying his nerves have been damaged. Now, with my knowledge of MS, once your nerves are damaged, they can't be fixed. Is he wasting his time and money by going to this person, or should he keep going?
Go ahead, Doc.
Well, I don't know exactly the circumstances of your father. Let's take MS as an example of a chronic neurological disease. Multiple sclerosis is a disease where the sheath that covers the nerve, called the myelin sheath, starts to disappear. It sort of dissolves. And this is an autoimmune disease. This is where your body's immune system recognizes that myelin on the nerve as foreign material, just like it came from somebody else. And it's not that of the same body. The immune system is tricked into thinking that that covering on the nerve is a foreign body, so it tends to destroy it. And that's how multiple sclerosis proceeds. Now, it's wonderful that over the last several decades, that multiple sclerosis has been treated with a number of medications that helps to slow down that process of that myelin sheath disappearing. I have knowledge of multiple sclerosis in my own family, and those drugs were not available when they were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I now know of people with have had multiple sclerosis for years, and it has not advanced. And if it has advanced, it's very slow with these new medications. As far as neuropathy is concerned, which is very, very common in patients with diabetes, it's because, again, the nerves are not being nourished properly to function as they should, primarily with sensation. The motor function of the nerves may be perfectly okay. You may be able to move your foot up and down, side to side, and no problem at all. But the sensation in the foot may be faulty, and that can cause sometimes burning, numbness, tingling, and the inability to know where your foot is. And if you step on something sharp or injurious, you know, like a Lego or something like that, you may not even feel it because those nerves are not functioning properly. Now, I don't know exactly what the doctor is going to recommend for your father who has neuropathy. There have been some things that have been tried, but as far as my knowledge is concerned, none of them have been overly efficacious, meaning overly helpful to somebody with neuropathy. I hope that that helps with your question, Heath.
All right, Heath, thank you for the call. Again, 412-DOCTORS-AHN.org if you need anything else. All right, keep it going. 866-391-1020. Here's Brian in Bethel Park, Medical Frontiers, with Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer. Go ahead, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good evening. So I have a question. Back in July, I had shattered my femur, and it must have affected something with my sciatic nerve. So I had a steel or whatever the pipe is, a metal pipe put between my femur bones to keep that together. And after the accident, my foot dropped. And I had no control of my foot, and it was very numb. So I've been wearing a brace probably about since a month after the surgery. So I've probably had it on for like three and a half months now. When do I know? When can I take the brace off? Because I could tell that my ankle muscles, they're like deteriorated, and my calf muscles deteriorated. When can I start walking without the brace on again?
Well, I can't really say that. I don't know whether anybody can. The foot drop is due to the peroneal nerve, which is coming down on the outside of your knee. It's inside your knee, by the knee, but it's on the outside of the knee. So if you put your hand down on the outside of your knee, and you feel that little bump there, and that's the head of the small bone in your shin, that's called the fibula, and the peroneal nerve runs right behind that. And when there's a fracture of the leg, there is a chance that that nerve can be injured, and that causes the foot drop, because that peroneal nerve is the nerve that innervates the muscles that brings your foot up towards your chest. Okay, you can push down, but you can't bring that foot up because that nerve is not functioning properly. And if you've had a test of the nerve called an EMG, electromyogram, it may have given information as to whether that nerve is functioning at all, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes the nerve is entrapped in scar tissue, and that scar tissue has to be removed. But those are things that need to be determined in order to give you a correct answer as to whether there's any hope of getting out of the brace or whether that's going to be something you're going to have to wear forever.
All right, thank you for the call. And again, 412-DOCTORS, Brian, if you need anything else, or AHN.org. Hey, really a great response today. We appreciate it. We're a little early because of basketball at PPG Paints Arena. This is the Allegheny Health Network program, Medical Frontiers, in conjunction with Highmark Healthcare Company. Dr. Pfeiffer hosting today along with yours truly. And we're opening it up to you out there. Anything, general medicine questions that you need answered, give us a call, 866-391-1020. The phones have been very brisk this hour, so keep them coming, 866-391-1020. And because of his decades of work in orthopedics, that's something that obviously is in a sweet spot, and we can help you with those questions as well too. And being that we're kind of celebrating over 30 years of doing this show on Mondays, a little early today, of course, we're talking about some of the things that have happened in the world of medicine over that time period. So when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of more of them, and more importantly, we'll give you an opportunity to ask any medical question to Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer. We are here until 5 o'clock, and then Rob Taylor, and of course throughout the night, the news, Paul will be here, basketball from PPG Paints Arena. So lots still to come today on KDK. Now, don't forget, your Pratt Pack will be here tomorrow for Colin Dunlap, because I got the early wake-up call on.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On Wednesday for the Feast of the Seven Fishes show, that'll go from 5:30 in the morning until 1 in Highmark, a healthcare company, one of our many sponsors, and we're grateful for that. And the doors will open at Coons Market on McKnight Road at 8, and then we really go full throttle as far as the feast with food, familia, great conversation, guests, and your phone calls until 1 o'clock, something we've been doing as well for over 30 years. So much more to come today right here, KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and of course, this is Medical Frontiers in conjunction with Highmark, healthcare company, and the Allegheny Health Network. We'll be right back. All right, our final segment with Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer, an early edition because of basketball still to come tonight. The holiday hoop action from PPG Paints Arena. You'll hear it here on KDK Radio. And again, thanks to the Allegheny Health Network and Highmark being a part of all of our high school sports coverage. Much appreciated here at KDK and Odyssey. Now, any general medicine question you have, but especially orthopedics, which was his claim to fame for decades as a top surgeon here in Pittsburgh, working with the Allegheny Health Network, number of years, Allegheny General Hospital. Number to dial is 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Something we're kind of doing today and also next Monday, the 29th, back in our regular time slot at 7. Just some of the things that have happened in medicine over the last 30-plus years since Medical Frontiers took to the airwaves here at KDKA. All right, let's talk about advanced medical imaging, Doc. You know, better MRIs, CTs, and now AI-powering images providing clearer, earlier disease detection from cancer to neurological conditions. So let's talk about imaging and how far we have come since this show went on the air. Go ahead.
Well, it's amazing the advances in imaging. Let's start with like the MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. I practiced before MRI came in. It was a big help whenever MRIs, CAT scans, and so on came onto the scene. But MRIs now can actually be done on organs that move, for instance, the heart. And MRIs, there's no radiation with MRIs. It's magnetism, and so there's no fear of accumulating too much radiation. And what is interesting is that metabolites can be given to the patient that will have an effect one way or the other on the heart. And then the MRI will show whether that speeds the heart up, slows it down, or whatever. So it's like real life having those images, being able to look at them on a monitor to see what's going on and what effect those particular metabolic things are given intravenously to the heart. And the technology of imaging from ultrasound to regular x-rays to CAT scans to MRI continue to increase in affordability and also efficacious, whether it gives us more information as to how to treat the patient whenever we get these images with these better technological advances. It's just amazing. We hear all the time about the United States spending more money per patient on health care than any other country in the world. And the main reason for that is because of the technology, the advances of technology in medicines, devices, minimally invasive surgery, et cetera, et cetera. That is expensive. But in the United States of America, we have that available. Not all countries can say that. And that's why we spend a lot of money on healthcare. And we actually have to be continuously involved with the prevention of disease. Because if you don't get a disease, then you don't need to treat it. And we're doing better about preventing disease and working on the cellular level, being able to regenerate tissues that are very, very important. Someday, we may be able to regenerate a kidney in the laboratory or a liver. Those can be transplanted now. But if you could take cells from an individual patient and make a kidney in the lab for them or a liver for them, then we don't need to worry about rejection of that transplanted organ. So a lot of things are happening every day of the week with advances in medicine in general, imaging, surgery, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Doc, I wanted to talk about bioprinting and stem cells and growing tissues, but you kind of handled that, and that's really exciting. You know, we talked about robotic surgery to begin. Let's end on artificial intelligence. And where do you see AI in the world of medicine, say, over the next handful of years? And obviously, AHN and Highmark will be all in. So talk about AI to close out today's Medical Frontiers.
Okay, artificial intelligence is nothing more than gathering tremendous amounts of data and having those data compiled in one area where the computer can manipulate that data and come up with a diagnosis or a treatment plan or whatever. But to give an example, and that is the dermatology department at the Cancer Institute in West Penn, they have a camera imaging device that a patient can stand in that device. And I believe there are over 90 cameras that take pictures of the patient's skin from the back, the front, the sides, top, bottom, what have you. And then all that information is put into the computer. And artificial intelligence takes that information and has it in the system. So a year later, that patient goes through the same thing and has those pictures taken by those 90-some cameras of their skin. AI has the ability to compare that, let's say it was done in January of 25, compare it to January of 26. And the AI has the power to manipulate that to see if any one of those lesions or spots on a person's body has changed at all.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Doc, we are out of time. I and you will gather again 1 week from tonight at 7 o'clock here in the studio for another edition of Medical Frontiers. I would like to wish you and yours and everyone at AHN and Highmark a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and obviously celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa coming up as well. So have a great rest of your night, and a lot of good calls today, a lot of good information. Have a good night, Doc.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer, one of the most knowledgeable and compassionate people I have ever met in my life, and I'm proud to call him a friend. And remember, we have all these neighborhood hospitals if you need them as well. All of the locations, information, directions, everything you need, ahn.org. Hey, it's your Pratt Pack basketball coming up, and of course, a lot more right here tonight. And we'll be back on the Colin Dunlap Show coming up tomorrow afternoon at 2. Make it a good night.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.